Okay, we're 12 lines from the bottom in Masechet Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Dorash, Rabbi Dostoy, Rav Dostoy from Biri expounded the following pasuk. Lama David Domer, what was David Amalek, what was he similar to at that moment after he sinned with Bathsheba, Lesocher Kuti, to a Kuti merchant. And the Amar Lafana, Amar David Fina Kadosh Baruch Hu, David said before God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Vosh Kios Miyavin, who can stop, from committing the sins in unintentional sins? Amar Le, Shem said to him, Shvikilach, okay, I'll forgive you for sins that are mistaken. And he says, forgive me also on the sins that were done in private, even if they were done intentionally. Shvikilach, Hashem said, I'll forgive you for those. Gami Zerim Chasuch Avdecha, forgive me for the sins done intentionally that were done in public. Shvikilach, Hashem said, I'll forgive you for that. Yimshli Bi Oz A Samurai, he's expanding this pasuk, that the lowly Shtal Bei Rabbanon, that the Talmid Chachamim should not speak about me, they shouldn't rule over me, they shouldn't use my sins as a parable. Shvikilach, Hashem said, I'll forgive you. So, Vini Kesi Pesharav, Shli Kosev Sichon, he also wanted that he should be cleansed from a large sin, meaning that the sin of Bathsheba should not be written in the books of Nevi'im. Amar lo, Hashem said, no, yefshar, it's impossible. The yud from Sarai, I removed the yud from Sarai when her name became Sarah, and the letter yud complained. Screamed at me many years, Achva Yoshua Vasatilo Shinemar, until I added to Hosea the letter yud, so it became Yehoshua. And the yud got placed back in the Torah. Certainly, if I erase whole parsha, that's going to be really bad. In other words, the point is that there's kedusha, there's sacredness of the and the words beyond the meaning itself. Even though maybe he should David may have an argument, he doesn't want to be embarrassed, he doesn't want people speaking about his sin, but there is kedusha in the letters of the Torah, so we can't erase the entire parsha. Ben Yoyada points out that, what do you mean? Everyone speaks negatively about David. Why? Hashem said, okay, fine, no one will speak negatively about you. People do. So David really, according to Ben Yoyada, David, and Gan Eden, they won't speak about him. But in this world, it's okay, so we can learn the way of tshuva. In Gan Eden, there's no need for it, so they shouldn't speak about him. What's his notion of David? He says, like a merchant. He's breaking down merchandise to small amounts. In other words, instead of taking all of his sins at once, he's got some sins here, some sins there, some sins there, trying to erase them bit by bit. The Gemara continues and says, "V'nikesim pesha rav," and I'll be cleansed from a large sin. Amar lefana, then Melech said before God, "Ribbono shel Olam, master of the world, v'cholilo sovan kulo, forgive me for that sin completely of Bathsheba." Omar Hashem said, "Kvar asid Shlomo bin Chalom mar b'chachmaso hayachta ish b'chikov v'godav lo tisarafna." Shlomo Melech, who's the son of David, Rabbi Yehuda points out that Shlomo comes from David. So the wisdom of Shlomo comes from David, and Shlomo Melech is going to say, "Is someone going to place fire on his lap, and his garments won't get burnt?" Someone's going to walk in coals, regular the kavana, and his legs not get burnt. Kain habal al Israel. Someone who has relations with the wife of his friend will not be cleansed. Anyone who touches them, you can't be forgiven for this sin completely. Amar le, David said, "Kol halchi nitra v'hal gavra." Will there be no forgiveness for the sin? Amar le, Hashem said, "Kabel alacha yisurim." Accept upon yourself suffering, and then you'll get atonement for your sin. V'kibel alav, David Melch did accept suffering, and he was forgiven for the sin. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Amar Rav says the name of Rav. Shishagadashin Tzara David. For 6 months, David got Tzaras from Yistakim and Shechina, and the Shechina was removed from him. Uperishim, Menasin, and Sanhedrin separated themselves from him. Nitzara, how do you know that he got Tzaras? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk said, Tichat eni be'ezov atar techabseni mishal d'albin. In Tehillim, he said, cleanse me with a hyssop, and I'll become Tahor. Wash me, and from the snow I will cleanse myself. And the Tara, the purification of an Ezov hyssop, is said with respect to a Metzora. Nistalka Yemen Shechina, how do we know that the Shechina would depart from him? Dichsiv, as Pasuk says, Hashiva li, Sason Yishech of Ruch Nivat Tisbecheni, that he wants David HaMelech and Tehillim, he says, return for me the Sason, the joy, the joy. What does it do with the Shekhinah? Because Nevuah cannot come upon someone who is in a state of sadness. So it means that time he didn't have Shekhinah, he didn't have the Shekhinah, he didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh because the Sason was removed from him. Upeshim and Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin separate from him. Tachsiv is Pasav, Yashir li Reyacha. I want those God-fearing Jews to return to me. He wanted the Sanhedrin to come back to him. Now, Shisha Kadashim Nom. How do we know that David HaMelech got Saraz for 6 months? Tachsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayomishar Malach David al Yisrael. V'chevron Malach Sheva Shanim. Rishalim Malach Shloshim V'Shalosh Shanim. So in Sefer Shmuel, it says that David HaMelech was 30 years old when he became king, and he was king for 40 years. In Hebron, he was king for 7 years and 6 months. And in Yerushalayim, he was king for 33 years. And then in Sefer Malachim, it says that in Hebron, Malach al Yehuda, Shevashanim Mishiv Shechadashim. He ruled over Yehuda for 7 years and 6 months. So there's an inconsistency between Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, and Sefer Malachim. Sefer Shmuel, he said he ruled over Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and in Sefer Malachim, only 7 years. So Shema V'hani Chatshish Chadashim L'Chachashim doesn't consider these last 6 months, the extra 6 months. So Shmanya needs Tyros. It means I guess in some sense, he was the king, a ruler for 7 years and 6 months, but for 6 of the months, he got Tzaraas. So therefore, in Sefer Malachim, it only mentions him being king in Chevron for 7 years. There's also some discussion, also some of the Mefarshim say that the real steer of the real contradiction is in Shmuel Beis, because it says that he ruled for 40 years in the first pasuk, and the next pasuk is that you count it, 7 years and 6 months in Hebron and 33 years in Yerushalayim, so it's 40 years and 6 months. So some say that's how you reconcile, and that's how you get to the 6 months of having Tzaraas. The Parshas Drachim says that when it mentions here that he got Tzaraas, it could not have been that if it was for the sin of Batsheva, then he wouldn't have got Tzaraas in Chevron for 6 months, because David HaMelech sinned with Batsheva after he ruled over Yerushalayim, after he was king of in Chevron. He was king in Chevron when he was just king over Shevet Yehuda before he unified the entire nation. So either you have to say that, it seems like you have to say that this Tzaraas for 6 months was not based on his sin and based on the suffering that he accepted. It has to have been some other Tzaraas. That's what the Parshas Drachim wants to say. And the Gemara continues and says, Amar lefan of David Melch said before God, Rabbon Shalom, Master, Lord, Mechol, also Avon, forgive me for that sin. Malchulach, you're forgiven. Ase, Imi, also Tovi, Yeru, Sonai, Vivo, Shigat, Hashem, Atzor, Tani, Micham, Tani. Do for me a sign for goodness, and my enemies should fear, and they should be ashamed that you helped me and you comforted me. But give me a sign to the whole world that I have indeed been forgiven. So Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to David, Mechayecha eini modia. No, I'm not going to let the world know in your lifetime that you're going to be forgiven. V'ani modia v'chaye Shlomo bincha. But I'm going to inform this in the life of Shlomo your son. B'sha shebar Shlomo l'sbeis mish. In the time when Shlomo built the base of Beikdash, b'kesh l'hachshnis Aaron l'beis kodesh HaKadoshim. He wanted to bring the Aaron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Davku Sharim Zebazab, the gates stuck to one another, they weren't able to open. Amar Shlomo Melch said in his prayer, Esim Varba Ranos, 24 different types of cries. And it was a form of Tefillah, and Tchina, and Rina. Yad Ramah says there were 24 chapters of Tehillim. In any case, Amar, he said, Sushar Marshechem Yinasu Piskalim Vomachal Kavod. Once the gate should open and the king should be able to come in, Mizim Machal Kavod, who is this king? The glorious king, Hashem, Izu the Gibashem Gilmachal, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Venemar, the Pasuk says, Sushar Marshechem Yinasu Piskalim Vomachal Kavod. He said this again, and Velonena, he wasn't answered. Kevan Shamar Hashem Elohim Alta Shepnemi Shechacha Zachre Lechaste David of Decha. Once he said, Hashem, don't turn your the count don't turn aside from the your anointed one. Remember my kindness of David Abdecha. Miyanena. Immediately he was answered. Shlomo was answered when he said, remember the Mashiach David HaMelech, Bosa Shah, the time Nebuchadnezzar Pnei Sonei David Kshula Kedera. Those who hated David turned and became like the ends of the blackened, like the ends of the pot. V'yadu kol Yisroel Shemachal Kodesh Baruch Hu Alosovana. They all knew Hashem forgave David HaMelech for that sin. So at this point, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were open because of the Nischus of David HaMelech. It's interesting that there is no that David HaMelech did not receive the satisfaction that he was forgiven in his lifetime, but only after his lifetime. It seems like he needed to know that he was forgiven. That the power of tshuva, you know, that they teach you that that tshuva did work, and maybe he needed to know that he was forgiven, that his tehillim would be accepted. But he didn't have the satisfaction of it being broadcast. Maybe because it's part of the Yisurim. Or maybe he didn't have the right to be fully forgiven. Maybe he needs to know the consequences of his action. But in any case, that's what happened with David, not fully forgiven. The Gehazi, the Gemara says, Gehazi was another person who did not have a portion in the world to come. How do you know that? That Elisha went to Damascus. Azal, where'd he go? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Gehazi b'tshuva. He went to return. Gehazi tried to bring him back to tshuv, lo chazar, but he didn't return. Amar lo, Elisha said to Gehazi, chazar b'cha, return. Amar lo, Gehazi said, no, kach mekublam b'mcha, this is what I accepted from you. Achoti machdis rabbi, I'm speaking b'yado lasa tshuva. Someone sins and causes the public to sin, we don't assist him to do tshuva. My avad, what did he do? How did Gehazi cause the public to sin? Ikadam, those who say, Eben Shoeves, Tala lechatas yiravam, that there is a stone, it's a magnet that Gehazi suspended for the sins of Yerav, for the sin of Yerav, meaning the Egel Azav, Femina ben Shemar Malaretz, and he held it between heaven and earth. He made it seem like this golden calf, this calf of Yerav, which was used as Vodah Zarah, was something special because it was miraculously being held up in the air when it's really based on magnetism. Vika Dharmi, there are those who say, Shame Chakabafiha, the name of Hashem was engraved in its mouth, in the mouth of the eagle. Vahoysa Machretzes Vomeris, and it would say, announce and say, Anochi Lo Yeh, would say the first two commandments. Vika Dharmi, then those who say, Rabbanan Dachami Kameh, that Gehazi would push away the Chachamim, would come to learn Torah before Elisha. Shem was the apostle of Yom B'nai Nevi'im, El Elisha, Hinei Na Makom Shernach Yashim Shem, Lefanecha, Tzar Menu. The B'nai Nevi'im said to Elisha, the place that we're sitting here, it's very narrow. It's because it's hard for us to sit. So the and then Miklal dat hashta lo ve'tzar. I mean, just now it was narrow. Before it wasn't narrow. So Gehazi, even though it seemed that his only sin, at least according to the reading of the Navi, was he took payment from Naaman for healing that Elisha didn't want to take. The Gemara points out other sins, of Gehazi, principally that he was Mati the Rabbim, and therefore, Ein lo chelek lo mavah, he didn't have a portion in the world to come.